The neighborhood in East Nashville that's home to some of the city's poorest residents is now officially a food desert. For decades, two grocery stores served the area. They've both closed in recent months. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
It's easier to say what the James Casey Homes doesn't have than what it does. There's no coffee shop, no laundromat, no corner store, no restaurant or cafe. It's hard to get a pizza delivered. Sometimes the mail doesn't make it. There was a point when the city's main newspaper didn't deliver to Casey. And recently, a city employee struggled to get a rideshare company to pick him up there. And now, the two remaining stores that serve the neighborhood, which also includes a low-income senior living complex across the street from Casey, have closed within 2 months of each other. Casey resident Micaiah Groves was heartbroken to hear about the closing of Bill Martin's, a family-owned neighborhood staple that had been in East Nashville for 58 years.
We actually need another grocery store that's closer to us because they have to think about the community over here. Like, not a lot of people have transportation. I really feel like they made a big mistake when they did that, closing it down.
But losing Family Dollar, which was right next to the Casey Homes, was the final blow, says Councilman Brett Withers.
There's just a whole community where that is the store that they can walk to for at least, you know, daily necessities. And that's a real loss for that community.
The building's owner, H.G. Hill, says Family Dollar still has 5 years left on the lease. Family Dollar did not respond to WPLN's request for comment on whether it plans to break the lease or not. But it was clear that it will not be opening another store in that location. So residents have few options.
They're sort of left with gas stations, you know.
Casey is currently undergoing a massive renovation. The plans call for a grocery store, but that's years off. For now, Casey residents are traveling more than 2 miles to shop for groceries at the nearest Kroger. And the nonprofit that serves the community, the Martha O'Brien Center, has increased its weekly bus to Walmart from once to twice a week. For WPLN News, I'm Mariba Knight.